T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
That's Chuck. I'm Bart. Lots to talk about with our insider Michael Cohen. The Packers introducing their coordinators. And Michael Cohen got the Senior Bowl beat for PackersNews.com and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. How's it down in Alabama, Michael?
It's warm. It's supposed to be in the mid-60s today, so watch a little football in the sun.
Okay, and that's why it's down there. And there's a – give us a little scene setter, because I know this is a thing where general managers and scouts and everybody's down there to watch these guys work out before the game is actually played. Give us a little lowdown on what is all taking place.
So pretty much – during the day, everything revolves around practice. And, you know, the practice is held in the stadium where the game is played. And if you look around the stadium, it's just scattered with personnel people, you know, general managers, scouts, et cetera. And so you look up into the bleachers and you'll see a pocket of red for the Kansas City Chiefs and a pocket of green for the New York Jets. And it's just a collection of all the personnel departments scattered around the stands. And then sometimes they'll intermingle where guys will go and sit with their old buddies or old colleagues and just watch these guys practice. And then in the evening, there's interviews with some of the players, similar to the interviews that take place at the combine. And that's really what these people value most here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, is that they have an opportunity to get to know these players as people and start to dig into their personalities a little bit, and conduct that part of their evaluation of players to go with, you know, what they already know about them on the field. So it's a pretty interesting week because, you know, everyone that's important in the NFL is here this week and they're all in the same spot interacting with each other, and it's just kind of an interesting environment.
Michael Cohen, our insider down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You had a chance to talk with Brian Gutekunst, a good piece at PackersNews.com for people to check out. Looks like he's keeping, for the most part, the scouting staff, the guys that didn't bolt for Cleveland, intact. What kind of sense did you get from him about the responsibility now that he has as the main guy in charge?
Well, you know, I think that this is going to be a very important draft for him for a lot of different reasons. You know, you can look at just the positioning for the Packers, and you could say that the fact that they have the 14th pick would have been a huge draft, whether it was Gutekunst or Ted or Elliott or Russ Ball or whoever was in this position. But for Gutekunst in particular, the fact that he's going to go with the guys that he has is a pretty big step. And basically what it means is that, A, he's got a lot of confidence in himself, which is, you know, very important to the job. And then B, it means he's got a lot of confidence in the guys that are in there. And that's a credit to Ted Thompson. It basically says that even though Elliott and Alonzo departed for Cleveland, you know, I think Ted did enough to stock the cupboard where we can go through the pre-draft process and the draft itself, and I can trust the guys that are already in the building. So I think John Eric Sullivan, the director of college scouting, is going to be a very key figure for Brian Gutekunst. And between now and the draft, I think he's probably going to essentially act as the number two guy. Whether or not he ends up getting that number two guy title after the draft, I don't know. But he's the guy that Brian has been leaning on very heavily here at the Senior Bowl, and they've spent a lot of time together watching players over the last couple of days.
You get the indication of anybody in particular they're looking at? I know there's a lot of areas that they could be looking at on their draft board coming up.
Yeah, you know, I think it's no secret that they've got a lot of holes on this roster, and they know that. And so, you know, I've seen Brian Gutekunst and John Eric Sullivan watch the defensive backs. I've seen them watch the linemen. I've seen them watch the receivers. So it's hard to get an idea in terms of who they're looking at specifically, because over the course of the week, teams look at pretty much every guy. But I think what's interesting about this draft is that you could argue that the first round pick, you know, while defense certainly has the most holes at pass rusher, cornerback, et cetera, I think you could argue that it's a toss-up of whether or not they go offense defense with the first pick, because if a really talented wide receiver is sitting there, you know, at 14, I think that could be tempting for the Packers. You know, I don't know how highly they value some of the tight ends in this draft, so maybe that's a possibility. And so I think that this week in particular is important for guys on both sides of the ball to audition for the Packers, simply because I don't think it's a lock that the pick is a defensive player, though I certainly think that that might end up being the case.
Green and Gold insider Michael Cohen here on The Fan. He joins us Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays throughout the season and into the offseason here. Mike McCarthy talking yesterday, along with Philbin and along with Mike Pettine. The most interesting thing McCarthy said was this.
I've talked to Mark Murphy more in the last three weeks than I have in my 12 years here. So, and it's been great. So Mark's a football man.
Now, I know sometimes Mike likes to joke and it's hard to tell if he's joking or not. And then he says that was a joke. Didn't seem like a joke. And it seemed like Mike McCarthy yesterday and the coordinators, they're starting from scratch. This is a new sort of era for the Packers. He seems refreshed. But, Michael, it's got to work with the results or they're not going to get a lot of time to do this.
Absolutely. You know, I think that that's definitely the case. I was reading through some of the transcripts from the interviews yesterday. Obviously, I wasn't there since I'm down in Alabama. But, you know, I saw that Philbin and McCarthy talked about wanting to build the offensive playbook from scratch, you know, keeping the same concepts, obviously, and you know, some of the same formations and things that they've used over the years, but basically starting from the beginning and finding out what works best and what they think will be most successful for them in the upcoming season. And then on the defensive side of the ball, with a new coordinator, you're always going to be starting from scratch. And so, you know, one thing to really keep an eye on over the next, you know, couple of months and into the spring is whether or not there's significant changes in terms of the types of players that the Packers are going after on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the Packers have spent the last 9 years tailoring their drafts and their undrafted free agents and their signings and all those kinds of things, tailoring them to Dom Capers' defense when it comes to physical attributes of guys and the things that they look for at each position. Now, there are some similarities for sure between Capers' defense and Mike Pettine's defense, but there's also some differences. And so if you start to see the body types of guys changing at certain positions, whether it's bigger or smaller, faster or more stout, you know, things of that nature, then you can start to see which direction Pettine's defense is going to want to go over the next couple of years. And generally it does take, you know, 3-4 years to get a full defensive complement of guys that, you know, fit your system, because it's hard to make all those moves very quickly, you know, in year one.
I was more interested in listening to what Pettine had to say yesterday than Joe Philbin. The offense is going to be just fine as long as Aaron Rodgers is upright and, you know, how they're detailing this coaching staff. But, you know, that secondary, you could tell with some of the, you know, the titles they put back there that they are really serious about finally fixing this defense.
You would think so. You know, I don't necessarily think that the titles had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, bringing in a guy like Pettine, who has a tremendous track record in terms of, you know, reaching the AFC championship game twice as a coordinator, his teams, when he's been the coordinator, have finished very high statistically in the NFL rankings. So I think that it was a sign that, you know, rather than going with maybe a young up-and-comer in the league, that certainly some teams go in that direction for their coordinators, McCarthy went with an experienced guy that has not only spent time as a coordinator, but has spent time as a head coach, which gives you a whole different perspective on the business. So I think that, you know, from the hires that they've made, they certainly are bringing in lots of guys that have the pedigree, at least on paper, to try and fix this defense. And now it's a matter of, can they tailor a scheme to the players that are here? And then how quickly can Brian Gutekunst and the personnel department adapt, you know, the future of this team in terms of the way the roster is put together? How quickly can they adapt that to what Pettine and his coaches want to accomplish moving forward?
Enjoy Alabama, Michael. We appreciate it. We will talk to you on Monday.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a nice weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.